Welcome. Tonight, I like to invite you in two cycles of this evening. One will be the centering in the vertical, and one is shall we gather at the river together. We have again an altar in the midst, and it's a beautiful way to have a center in a circle of people, like a fire. And I like to mention the aspects on this altar. And you may see it from this Sunday service. There is the tree and the rock, and there is the bowl with water, the river, and then there will be fire. The bowl will receive a candle. The bowl is the mater. It's the feminine aspect, the water, the feeling body. And the candle is the fire, spirit. And when you come together, the water changes in living water. Like that living river that we will visit later tonight. So I would love to invite three people to light the candles. Yeah, please go over it. And one more, yeah. There are three lighters. And then I like to invite... Oh, yeah, I ask people, but maybe it's nice to just say I like to invite a man and a woman. The woman to hold the bowl and the man to bring the candle in the bowl as a ritual gesture of the father and mother that coming together, which will happen in our meditation later also individually. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, please take the bowl. Thank you. And that bowl is the chalice, like in many cultures, in the Arthur story, and the Holy Grail. And it's us. The bowl is our chalice, which we have in the spirit of the womb, which we have in the spirit of purification, and which we have in the spirit of life. And men as well as women have that bowl in the sacrum. The structure of the bones is a bowl. So we all have this capacity to be the mater as well as the pater aspect. And I invite you in a guided meditation to center ourselves in that vertical space by bringing together the mater and the pater aspect. The mater, the matrix, and the pater, the pattern, that sacred design that wants to incarnate in our lives when we listen. So, if you feel ready, then ask your physical body to do the doorway to your inner landscape, your inner world. And by feeling the physical body, touching the feet, touching the floor, breathing deeply in and out, in and out, taking all that space you want to take in the belly and the chest, breathing in and out. Then bring your attention to the spirit of the womb, or the third eye. And in daily life, in our work, that spirit is often focused, that third eye, on this, on that. Now I invite you to let it widen up, like for a wide landscape, so that it can receive. And on that level of that spirit, you may see or sense that feminine aspect that speaks to you, which may be different for each one of us. That can be the Kuan Yin, that can be the Mother Mary, or any other manifestation of that spirit. And then we move down to the spirit of purification, the heart. And that heart is that bowl of love. There may dwell the Mary Magdalene. There may dwell that Christ love. And it expands. The heart creates the connection in the vertical and the horizontal. It expands to our world. And we receive there the light that comes from high up. That light, that spirit, comes from above, receiving that spirit of the heavens. And when that light descends further into the body, it moves into the bowl of the sacrum, the spirit of life. That spirit of life that we carry each in us, and that's also connected with that spirit of life, that substance, that pneumoplasm, that is held by the Mother Earth. And in that chalice and bowl we receive that light too. It all the way descends down. And from there it moves to all parts of the physical body, till the legs into the feet. It moves in all the cells of the body. That light activates each cell of our body. And it wakes up the light that has been in each cell of our body from the beginning of time. That intelligence, that memory, that spark of light was there in each cell of our body, and it is activated now by the light that descends. So it's good to receive in all levels of our being, the mental, the emotional, the physical body, that light, to be totally a light bearer, the light bearers that we are. And from there we feel centering it in our being, feeling presence, our presence, and the presence. And you can say to yourself, if it feels like it is so. And then when we are ready, we can open our eyes and come back from our inner landscape into the outer, but not for 100%. We stay for a part in the inner landscape where we are all connected, centered about the sacred inside of us and centered about the sacred in our midst. And just see what the essence is that stays with you from this journey. What is the essence? What is the expression, that one word you could give to that essence? And if it are two words, that's okay too. And if it are three words, that's okay too, but not more. So let's move through the circle, and the one who feels to share first. From there, we move clockwise through the circle.
Deep peace.
Longing.
Truth and justice.
Trust.
Grace and acceptance.
Presence.
Wisdom.
Goldenness.
Wellness.
Yearning.
Stillness in union.
Delicious.
Faith and patience.
Yum.
Solidity.
Holy stillness.
Divine light.
Joy.
Serenity.
Tree of life.
Expansion.
Sanctity.
Gravity.
Tranquility.
Peace.
Thank you. As you may have seen the little bit last minute timed email to invite you for the service prep, it went in two parts. I pushed the send person too fast, so it said, "Shall we?" And then the rest came later and it said, "Shall we gather at the river?" So, and that's the next part. It's good to be centered in our own substance and then gather. A few decades ago, I had a vision. I was sitting on a rock under a tree, a little bit like that tree here on the altar. And there was a creek, a steep creek flowing next to me. And I did draw that picture. And I was sitting there in a kind of Buddha seat. And in my sacrum was a triangle. So within a chalice, it was really a grounded, deeply grounded being on that place. And that creek will eventually go to a river. Now, the paradigm is normally that we flow with the river to the ocean. Somehow, I always did the opposite. Sometimes I almost felt guilty about it. I always wanted to go to the source. And that's what they always did. Still, all these creeks, they flow to that one river. So this is a call to the river. And I like to recite what the poem that David mentioned earlier, this Sunday, from Maya Angelou. And it says, "I am the tree planted by the river, which will not be moved. I the rock, I the river, I the tree. I'm yours. Your passage has been paid." And then there's a piece where all the people, all the traditions, all the spiritual traditions are mentioned. In fact, all coming from one root. And the poem tells, they all hear the speaking of the tree. They all hear the first and last of every tree. Speak to humankind today. Come to me here beside the river. So, are you ready to gather at the river? Good. There's this song that the words I put in the invitation that says, "Shall we gather at the river?" That was also mentioned by David in service. Where bright angel feet have trod, with his crystal tide forever, flowing by the throne of God. So, we can be at that river in different ways. We can bath in it, we can purify in it, we can find energy in it, or it can be a form of baptism. we all choose for our own experience. So, Kanyahi, it's yours.
Thank you, Ruud. So this next part is going to be a moving ceremony. We're going to eventually come to a place of creating a river here. We're going to move that altar back a little bit, create a river, and take turns going through the river. How we're going to start is we're going to start with a walking meditation as we sing a song. I'll introduce the song here shortly. Then after a time of walking around in that walking meditation, we'll start to gather in two rows facing each other, creating a river. And whenever the first person on this end feels ready, they'll start going down the river, being held by both sides of the river. Everyone's hands will be facing into the river. As we are the river, and we are in the river. So we'll start taking turns going into the river. When that first person is done, goes to the end here, another person will go in. Okay? So the song is, Down to the River We Pray. Okay? As I go down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. So I'll sing it. Those that know the song, please join me in singing it. Those that are maybe not familiar, just listen to the words. It repeats that verse, and then it goes into a chorus. Okay? And it just repeats the verse and chorus, reverse and chorus. The chorus has a little bit of twist to it, but we'll move on to that afterwards. Let's get the verse first, okay? As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear this robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Okay? So we get the rhythm of that? Okay? Does everybody get the words and the rhythm of that? Okay, so let's go to the chorus. The chorus goes sister, brother, mother, father. We're not going to do the last one. Okay. Oh, sisters, let's go down. Let's go down. Come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down. Down to the river to pray. Then it goes back to the verse, and then the chorus is then brother. Then it goes verse, and then the chorus is then father. Chorus is, and then mother. Okay? And let's just not get too stuck. There's enough of us in the room that know the song. Let's not get stuck in the, am I getting the words right? Or, you know, let's just feel into it. And if you want to hum it even, I've been singing it ever since Tuesday. You've heard me in the line, you know. I've even changed the words around a little bit just to make it my own. Just do that. Just as we're walking around in this meditation, I want you to take slow steps, methodical steps, and you're singing or humming, feeling the river within you, feeling into being the river for others, and what it really feels like to walk in life, in this journey, doing this. And then when we get to be in the river, when we're going down in the river, being held by those that are holding the river for us, think of what you would like to receive from the river. Maybe a blessing, strength, purity, cleansing. Whatever you feel that comes for you in the walking part of the meditation. Maybe it's nothing. Maybe you just want to be in it. And that's perfect too. Okay? So We're not going to do it now. I'm just going to do a review. We're going to move the altar a little bit back. Chairs go out to the edge. We're going to start singing and find the place in the room just to kind of do a walking meditation. Slow, thoughtful meditation. What does it feel like? Maybe what are my edges? What are my strengths? What am I giving? What am I receiving? What am I longing for? Then after a while, we'll start gathering and making two rows of people facing each other, holding hands and being the river. Whoever would like to go first on the south side here will go first. As you're going down the river, go slowly, receive, experience, be open to, and then hold the river at this end and we'll go through. Okay.
As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old ways, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brother, let's go down from
down, come on down. Oh, fathers, angels to pray. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about the good old ways, and who shall wear the golden crown of the Lord, show me the way. Oh, brother, let's go down, let's go down.
Let's go down, down. To the river to pray. it's so good to be at the river. Together, and together with the river. And to receive that crown and rope after the process of going through that river, that life given the river and that spirit given the river. And I like to read on this moment the poem from the Hopi people. And it tells, there's a river flowing very fast. It's so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel they are being pulled apart and will suffer greatly. Understand that the river knows its destination. The elders say we must let go of the shore, push off into the middle of the river, keep our eyes open and our heads above water. And I say, see who is in there with you. Hold fast to them and celebrate. At this time in history, we are not to take nothing, we are to take nothing personally. Least of all, ourselves. For the moment we do, our spiritual growth and journey comes to an end. The time of the lone wolf is over. Gather yourselves. Banish the word struggle from your attitude and vocabulary. All that we do now must be done in a sacred manner of celebration. We are the ones we have been waiting for. We all were called to this place. Each in our own sacred way, in our unique way. And since the power, the substance in our midst is increasing, and the vibrational level is rising, and consciousness is opening more and more, the gathering is getting more substance, is getting more meaning and more direction. And the word that came up to me, and I couldn't resist it, kept coming, is the covenant. The covenant is a sacred gathering of the Spirit of God. One of his covenants was the Master Jesus and his disciples. And Oren, you mentioned the covenant in the prep. It tells a very special story. Would you like to share it?
The story of Noah after 40 days and 40 nights with no land in sight. I hope I'm paraphrasing this correctly. God reveals to Noah a rainbow as a covenant between spirit and
king. Often the covenant is mentioned as an agreement between a group of people under the Spirit of God. Normally with a spiritual leader who wears the crown of God. The crown just to listen. But what you share is it's a covenant between God and each of us. And that's what calls us here. So my personal feeling in my own heart is that we are moving from gathering to covenant. And each of us has a different perception of that according to our calling and unique being. Yeah, that covenant is not a demand in human structure. It reflects itself in a beautiful way in human structure and community. But it has its own flavor for each of us. So I invite you now to go in groups of three to share two things. First, what was your experience of the river? And second, what is your perception of covenant in this time in the river we are moving now? So first, what is your experience of the river you just had. And then, second, what is your perception of covenant or gathering? One of these. You get flexible movement of evolving of each of our places in this community. And let's take each 2 minutes and take a chair. We've been standing long enough. And let's go in a group of three.
Yeah, since it's 8 o'clock, I'm gonna ask two responses, two expressions, not too long, and then I give after the two to the third, which is David. So who likes to express or bring something in the circle?
I think in my little group, one thing that came forth for me was how I yearn and long to be in ceremonial space like that. And how, for me, it's reminds me of a muscle that when I'm have the blessing of being in ceremonial space with people I love regularly, I can go into that space and that presence so quickly. But when it's been a while, it takes a little time, and I hope we do more.
The lone wolf and the personal has passed away, and in the assurance of this radiant expression together, being buoyed up and being aware of all hope, all possibility, in the pure expression of what I have to bring in this river of life and this collective expression. I'd like to end with some kind of prayer or invocation. I call upon that higher plane of reality where we already know each other, where we are known to be brothers and sisters. Where we see each other constantly, where the light shines easily, and where love is not sought after or so much given deliberately, is simply present. I call upon that higher reality express the prayer to know that reality here and now with you, all of us together. As a way of life, as a state of being. Now and always.